Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
I welcome you all to the presence of the King of Kings this morning. Everyone in-house and everyone online, you are very specially welcome in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I trust God today, my God will show up for you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Our prophetic focus for the month is seasons of glory. Shall we say together, seasons of glory. Praise the Lord. Our God is a God of time and seasons. And in this commission, he speaks to us his agenda through the prophet he has placed over us. And this month of December has been declared as seasons of glory. That is why I know in the name of Jesus, your glory has come. Finally, shame and reproach is over. Stagnation and troubles and challenges of life finally come to an end in your life. Say with me, it's my seasons of glory. And so shall it be as you have declared in Jesus' name. It shall be your season of encounter with power, because power precedes glory. Before glory is power. So that is what God is saying, that this month shall be your month of empowerment. So get set for fresh power. And if you can feel spiritual atmosphere, you can tell that the Spirit of God is here. That God has already started it already. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 63, verse 1 to 3, David said, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So before glory is power. So if you must enter into your season of glory, you must first be empowered. And I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, beginning from this service, you shall be empowered. If you are empowered before, you shall be re-empowered. Because in the school of power, there is no graduation. You just matriculate, you just enrolled, but there is no graduation. All you do in the school of power, you change level. You change level. You change level. And I pray in the name of Jesus, someone here under the sound of my voice is changing levels. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hence, our teaching for the remaining Sundays in this month of December is captioned, Empowered by the Holy Spirit for Triumphant Living. I love that. Empowered by the Holy Spirit for Triumphant Living. And in this subject, we are going to be interchanging Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost. That is the same. It's the same. It's just like somebody call me Pastor Joseph or another person says Pastor Ajayi. It's the same. Joseph Ajayi, you can say Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, we have Holy Ghost in King James Version about 89 times, referring to the same Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. And we in that same New Testament, it was referred to as the Holy Spirit 14 times. But referred to in the Old Testament as the Holy Spirit 23 times. So whether I mention Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost or I interchange it, I'm talking about the person. As we taught on Wednesday, the third person of the Trinity. Now, this morning, let's first establish the fact that we are created for triumphant living. That's what the subject is all about. Empowered by the Holy Spirit for triumphant living. You and I are created for triumphant living. Praise the Lord. Say with me, I am created for triumphant living. But what you are created for will not come to limelight until you are empowered for it. That's why this month is very critical. This month is very vital. This month is very important because God is going to empower you for a triumphant life. Let me hear your believing amen. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, he said, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So you have an expected end. That end is glorious. That's who you are created to be. And that is what God, where God is taking you to this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. No wonder in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, he said, behold, I and the children that God has given unto me, we are for what? For signs and for wonders. Say with me again, I am created for a triumphant life. Now, by just simplify it, a triumphant life means a successful life. That's why God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law will not depart from your mouth. You will meditate in it day and night. You observe to do according to what is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. So a triumphant life is a prosperous life, is a successful life, and someone under the sound of my voice that has been empowered by the Holy Spirit this morning, failure has come to an end in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. A triumphant life is a winning life. Say with me, a triumphant life is a winning life. That's why in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, the Bible encourages us that we should strive for masteries. We are designed to be a master. We are designed to always win, because a triumphant life is a winning life. And that is the reason why you belong to the winner's family. And I decree in the name of Jesus, the last battle you lost shall be the last one ever in the name of Jesus Christ. Because by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost this morning, you'll be winning forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Say with me, I'm a winner. I love that song. I heard it long time ago from one revivalist who also ministers in the song. He said, I'm a winner all the way, you know. Look at me, don't you think so? Believe it or not, I'm a winner, I know. Jesus has made me so. I'm a winner all the way, you know. Look at me, don't you think so? Believe it or not, I'm a winner, I know. Jesus made you a winner. Therefore, I decree you will never lose again. That is what a triumphant life is. What is a triumphant life? A triumphant life is a victorious life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. A triumphant life is a victorious life. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, the last battle you lost shall be the last battle you will lose ever. You will not lose any battle again. You will continue to be victorious in all ramifications of life in the name of Jesus Christ. What is a triumphant life? A triumphant life is a glorious life. That is why this season is a season of glory. And I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, from this season and forever, your life will be full of glory. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, he has redeemed us into virtue and to glory. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, shame and reproach, stagnation and rejection comes to an end in your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. What is a triumphant life? A triumphant life is a life of dominion. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, the Bible says, and God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful and multiply and take dominion and subdue the heart. That's who God has created you to be. You will never be below again. You will always be on top, because you are created for a triumphant life, a life of dominion, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we take the rest in the second service for time's sake. A triumphant life is a conqueror's life, is an exultant life, elated life, is a life of celebration, a life of jubilation. It's a delightful life. It's an enviable life. So when you talk about triumphant life, it's all encompassing. It's something that you should rejoice, you should celebrate in. That is what God has created you to live. That is the kind of lifestyle you'll be living beginning from now in the name of Jesus Christ. However, it takes the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to live a triumphant life. Now, why is empowerment required for a life of triumph? Number one, empowerment is the manifestation of the Spirit. Empowerment is the manifestation of the Spirit. And the manifestation of the Spirit is for our profiting. When the Spirit begins to manifest, it prospers us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, it says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with that. So empowerment is the manifestation of the Spirit for our profiting. That is why you cannot be profitable in the area of triumph without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We saw in the life of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, do you know the reason why Daniel said, don't give me the king's portion of the food? He wants to commit himself to the Lord. He wants more of the Spirit of God.
He wants the Spirit of God to fill him instead of the celebration and enjoyment of Babylon. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, we saw that he proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. He will not compromise his spirit man. He wants to charge up his spirit man. He wants to build up his spirit. Look at what began to happen to Daniel. In Daniel chapter 2 verse 46, then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel. Wow. He became outstanding. He became triumphant because of the empowerment of the spirit, because of the manifestation of the spirit. Someone under the sound of my voice today, your world will begin to bow for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Why is empowerment required for a life of triumph? Number two, empowerment is the endowment of the spirit. Empowerment is the endowment of the spirit. And the endowment of the spirit is required to walk in the supernatural. The endowment of the spirit is required to walk in the supernatural, or to walk in the miraculous, or to command the supernatural. Until you are endued in the spirit, you cannot walk in the supernatural. If you look at all the definitions that I gave about triumphant living, there is none that can actually do in the flesh. Because the enemy will want to attack, the opposition will want to stop you, they want to envy you. But when you are empowered, you are endued with the Spirit of God. Someone here, at the instance of the Word of God coming your way this morning, you have been endued in the Spirit of God. In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3 to 4, Isaiah 44, 3 to 4, it says, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed." So when you talk about endowment, you are talking about outpouring of the Spirit of God. Endowment of the Spirit is ordained for our spiritual, for our spirit, supernatural in life. Say with me, endowment of the Spirit. As you became thirsty of a spirit this morning, which is one of the requirements for the endowment of the Spirit, you shall be filled in the name of Jesus Christ. In order to do things, people will say, this is God, or this can only be God, or this is simply the hand of God. You and I need to be endued with the Spirit. We saw a lot of them in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 7. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord have anointed me. The Spirit of God is upon me, because he has endued me, because he has baptized me." And look at all the things that happened. He said, then to preach the good tidings, to preach, then to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of prison to them that are bound, to declare the day of vengeance, to comfort all that mourn, to turn beauty to ashes, all of joy for mourning, to turn the old ways, raise the former desolations, repair the waste cities, strangers shall stand and feed your flock, and so many of the outstanding things because of the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, something amazing is happening for someone this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, it's important for us to know that there are diversities of operation of the Holy Spirit. Now, what am I saying here? There are many ways the Holy Spirit operates. There are, after we are endued with power, after we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, there are several ways the Holy Spirit can use us. And that is what God is going to show us this morning, and also in the preceding teachings, in the following teachings. Praise the Lord. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 6, it says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God, which worketh in all." Also in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 to 5, "There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism." The same Holy Spirit, but he manifests himself in different ways. For instance, we have our Father Bishop David Oyedepo. Now, he is the president of the Living Faith Church worldwide. So if there is any official communication among the executive councils and all the statutory boards, you will see from the president, Living Faith Church worldwide. Now, or the presiding bishop of the Living Faith Church worldwide, if official communication is being sent. Now, if it's a communication to the church, we don't come here and say from the president of the Living Faith. No, the apostle over this commission. That's what you're going to hear our pastor say when they read any document. But that document is going as a memo, as official correspondence. It comes with the president. But when we read it in the church, it becomes the apostle over this commission. Now, when the Covenant University or Landmark University, if they are doing their graduation or whatever celebration, they won't say the apostle over this commission or the president of the Living Faith Church. They say the chancellor of Covenant University, the chancellor of Landmark University, the same person.
Praise the Lord.
Now, that's the same way the Holy Ghost manifests himself. The same Holy Ghost, but he has diversities of operations. Do you understand that right now? But when you and I, when we relate to him, we don't say the chancellor, sir. We say papa or daddy. Praise the Lord. That's the same way when I get to my house, my daughter will not come to me and say, the resident pastor, sir. I would like to. Praise the Lord. But the same person. That's how the Holy Spirit manifests himself. And I know this morning in the name of Jesus, as you study the diversities of the Holy Ghost, you will begin to experience him in diverse ways in Jesus' name. Now, very quickly this morning, what are the diversities of operation of the Holy Spirit? What are the diversities of operations of the Holy Spirit? Number one, custodian of God's plans and purposes. The Holy Ghost is the custodian of God's plans and purposes for believers. Now, a custodian is a person who has responsibility for or look after something. So when God says anything, it's the Holy Spirit that monitors it to bring it to pass, to bring it to fruition. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, everything God said concerning you, it doesn't matter how many devils, how many witches that are standing against it, I decree in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, it shall be confirmed for you. Amen. Hear me and hear me well. If God said concerning you that we buy your house before this year is over, you will still buy your house. Somebody called me yesterday, one of our leaders, and said, sir, God just blessed us with a house, and I would like you to come and dedicate it. I said, anytime next week, because it's my joy. Praise the Lord. Anytime that you are ready, let me know. I will come and dedicate it. I decree in the name of Jesus, whatever God said concerning you, if God said you will still be married this year, even though we are the 20th of December, your marriage will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, everything God said concerning you, the Holy Ghost will bring it to pass. It doesn't matter how many evil, it doesn't matter how many devil want to stand against you, it shall come to pass. In Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, the Bible says, it shall come to pass afterward, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and old men shall dream dreams, and young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon handmaids. In those days, I will pour out my spirit. Look at that. It is the outpouring of the Spirit of God that brings performance of God's agenda. Somebody shout amen. In Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15, he said, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. So it is when the Spirit is poured upon, then your wilderness will turn to fruitful field. Hear me and hear me well. It doesn't matter what level you are right now. It may look so dry. You might have been affected by this COVID. Things might not have worked. You might have lost your job. You might have lost your business. You might have made poor choices or wrong choices. You might have lost hope. By decreeing the name of Jesus, by the outpouring of the Spirit of God this morning, God's agenda of a triumphant living shall be confirmed in your life. In the name of Jesus, it says, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field. And even if you are experiencing a fruitful field right away, it will be counted to a forest. That is, the path of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more unto a perfect day. Welcome to your next levels. What are the diversities of operation of the Holy Spirit? I said, he's a custodian of God's plan and purposes. Number two, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. The Holy Spirit manifests as the spirit of the fear of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 3, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of the roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Look at that. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. And he started mentioning the Spirit. We have the seven Spirit of God in this place, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. That's the one I want to emphasize today. There are seven of them. In that chapter, 11, verse 1 to 3. But I want to narrow it to the spirit of the fear of the Lord. The Holy Spirit manifests himself as the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And we saw a typical example of this in Joseph. In Genesis chapter 42 and verse 18, the Bible said concerning Joseph, and Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. I fear God. How did he get there? Look at the testimony of Pharaoh concerning him. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 38 to 41. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one as this? Is a man in whom the Spirit of God is. So that Spirit of God that Pharaoh saw in Joseph, manifested in Joseph the fear of God. You know, he would have destroyed his brothers. He would have seized that opportunity to punish them. But he had this spirit of a fear of God in him. How do we know? That was not the first time. Remember when Potiphar's wife came to him in Genesis chapter 39. He said, how would I do this thing and sin against God? And you know the importance of the spirit of a fear of God? It will help you to have the consciousness that God is there with you. And believe me, when you have the consciousness that God is there with you, you will not go into sin. And when you are not living in sin, you are entitled to all the blessings of God. The undoing of our world today is sin. It's hardly can you trust anyone. Hardly. No fear of God. You do any business with anyone, you are concerned. Whether it will go through or it will not go through. I mean, people cannot even trust anyone again. In fact, when someone mentions he's a Christian or he's a believer, you are kind of in doubt. Why? Because there's no fear of God. There's no fear of God. But when you have the Holy Spirit, and the truth is, you cannot do this thing by your power. Some people want to do it. Some people don't want to. They want to be trustworthy. Some people want to. They want to have integrity. But the more they strive, the more the enemy pump some negative thoughts in their mind. So it's not something you can do with your flesh. It's not something you can learn in school to do. But when you are empowered by the Holy Spirit, that's one of the gifts. And believe me, when you have this spirit of a fear of God, it will go higher. Your world will be looking for you. Do you know, now that we are saying there is no job, there is no business, people are still looking for people who are sincere, that they can commit their trust, they can commit their finances, they can commit their resources to their hands. I've seen people come to me and say, Pastor, my business is like this. I just need sincere people. I just need honest people. I said, when I see, I will let you know. Because it's also difficult to recommend anyone. Praise God. Because there's no spirit of the fear of God. But when you have this spirit of the fear of God, the doors are open for you. Opportunities are open for you. Your life is very blessed. Your life is very secured. You are not afraid of anything because you know the Lord is with you all the time. This morning, someone will be baptized afresh with this spirit. Let me hear your believing amen. Now, what is another diversity of the Holy Ghost? The Holy Spirit is the spirit of revelation. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of revelation. Now, what is revelation? Revelation is spiritual understanding of the truth. Now, when you read any book, beginning from the Bible, when you read the Bible, you need understanding. Otherwise, it will not profit you. And believe me, the Bible is so deep. Revelations are coming every time. You can get 1,000 different insight from one scripture. So, but it takes the Holy Spirit to help you understand the truth. And until you understand any truth from the scripture, it cannot profit you. God's servant was preaching prosperity, It didn't profit him until God opened his eyes from the scripture and he understood the covenant. That, oh, you don't pray for prosperity. Oh, you don't fast for prosperity. You just came to the covenant of seed time and harvest. And as you are planting your seed aright, your harvest will come. And he screamed, yay, I can never be poor. That was revelation. Understanding came alive. Praise the Lord. So that was by the power of the Holy Ghost. So when you read any book, it is, or the Bible, when you read the Bible most especially, it takes the spirit of revelation to show you the thing God is saying in that scripture. It is the understanding, spiritual understanding of the truth. So that's why you and I need the spirit of revelation. And another thing the Holy Spirit does through the spirit of revelation is to show you things ahead. This is very important. The world also needs it. That's why a lot of people run to prophets everywhere. Lord, just like we had in Shiloh, this one woman testified. Her mother told her that one's prophet said, maybe somebody is going to die or she's going to die or whatever. And she rejected it in the name of Jesus. And when Papa was phrasing that, he said, well, maybe the mother thought because Papa doesn't prophesy. That's why she's looking for another prophet. So people are running after somebody who is going to shake their head, who is going to shake their fist, who is going to shake everything and shake and shake and shake and just tell them what they want to hear. But you don't need all of those when you have the Holy Spirit in you, the spirit of revelation. See how he does it. Now, it's just like surveillance camera. So it will show you. When you have a surveillance camera in your house, you just sit in your living room. You see as the mailman is bringing your mail, he drops it at the door, and you see one other man that is coming after the mailman has gone. And as he wants to carry it, you just open the door. How do you know? The camera revealed it. So when the enemy is trying to do anything, that's one of the advantages of the spirit of revelation. The Holy Spirit will reveal it. I'm not sure if you know this story of Elisha and the king of Syria. Very interesting story. I would like everybody to go read it at home. Very interesting. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 to 23. So the king of Syria wants to fight the king of Israel. And Elisha was a prophet in Israel. And so Elisha revealed that by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, Elisha knew everything the king of Israel was saying in his bedroom. That's the Holy Spirit. Was revealed to Elisha. So he told the king of Israel, this is the plan, this is the plan. And so all the effort was fouled. And the king of Syria was furious. He called his people, who is a spy among all of you? I know somebody is leaving this meeting. You know, to go and tell what we are discussing in this meeting. Who does not belong to this spy? And somebody says, sir, all of us are correct, though. There is one prophet in one bad man, one prophet in Israel. Everything we are saying here is like he's watching us. He's the one revealing it. And so they say, okay, if we destroy this prophet, they will be able to destroy Israel. So they carry their ammunition to go and fight with horses and chariots to go and fight one prophet. Hear me. It doesn't matter how many people gang up against you. All you need is the spirit of God, the spirit of revelation. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus this morning, gather, they shall gather. As long as their gathering is not unto God, they shall fail. In the name of Jesus. So even this one, they were coming. Elisha also knew. And so when they came, the servant saw them. He ran inside. He said, sir, they are here. Horsemen and chariot. He said, relax. He said, you didn't know the host of heaven that is around us. You will know that this one is inconsequential. Just like Dr. Paul Linnaeus said in Shiloh, inconsequential, remotely disconnected. Hallelujah. These ones are inconsequential, remotely disconnected already. He opened his eyes, then he saw the chariots of heaven. And the man said, they're already gone. So Elisha appeared to them and said, Lord, he prayed before he approached them, blind the eyes of these ones. And they all became blind. And he came to them. Men, who are you looking for? They said, it's Elisha. but we can't see now. We don't know what happened to us. It's like we don't know what is going on. Is there no problem? Is Elisha you are looking for? I know where he is. Follow me. All of you, hold your hand. Just follow me. He led them into a different place already. Shout hallelujah. That's how the battle was won. Just by the spirit of revelation. I decree the name of Jesus this morning. Someone under the sound of my voice is receiving the spirit of revelation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I love the way Paul prayed it in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 18. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Shout hallelujah. And now look at what Jesus Christ said concerning this Holy Spirit as the spirit of revelation. He said in John chapter 16, verse 13, John 16, 13, howbeit, when the spirit of truth, you know, I said revelation is the spiritual understanding of the truth. When the spirit of truth is come, it will guide you into all truth. That is, it will show you all the truth. You'll be able to understand the truth. Then he said, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Like Elisha was not speaking of himself too. As he revealed to him, that was what he said. Then he said, he will show you things to come. He will show you the secrets of the enemy. He will show you when the road is not clear to fly. He will show you when that appointment is not necessary. He will show you when it is necessary for your profitability. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, be filled with the spirit of revelation. In the name of Jesus Christ. And what else? Thank you, Jesus. I'd like to share my testimony just briefly before I leave this point. I served in Canaan land by privilege for about a year. And you don't know what you're going to do in the service. It's different from what we do now. Some of our pastors, at least, they have the idea of what they're going to do. So we don't know. Once you get there, you don't even know whether you're going to feature. You just come and they tell you, this is where you're going to sit, and this is what you're going to do. But at least we have the idea of things that we can do and things that we don't really do. Of course, I know I can't preach, for Sunday service in Kenya, so I don't prepare anything for that. But call to worship, opening prayer, offering, announcement, testimonies, I take that regularly. But there was this particular one. That is only the resident pastor, Faith Tabernacle, that takes that. Or occasionally, his assistant, if he's the one to preach. That's the ARP of Faith Tabernacle. One Sunday like that, as I was seated, as he was saying it, that was welcoming the first. Now they give it to many other people to do. Now, as he was welcoming the first timer, the Holy Spirit just told me, itemize what he's saying. So as he was saying it, because it's like a script, but he doesn't read the script. He has it in his head. So there is the way he itemizes it. And the Holy Spirit just quickened my spirit. I said, oh, this one, they don't give anybody this one. But he just prompted me. So I started itemizing it. Just outline. Just the point. And I did like about 10 points like that. And our services are back to back. You don't have any time to. All of a sudden, as the first service runs up, the second service just started, and they passed my program to me. It is welcoming of first timers. What? I have never done it before. I don't have the script, and it's not the time you should be asking. Please, do you have the script? But the Holy Ghost already gave me, so I already have. What? I just went there. If it was not Canaan land or whatever, I said, maybe somebody want to set me up. Oh, what is this kind of thing? And I just went there, sharp, 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 sharp. Say with me, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of revelation. And you had the testimony of Bishop Aremu the other time in Shiloh, how he will get all the answers to the questions and like that. This thing is real. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, be baptized afresh this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, quickly, because of our time, let's go to the next one. As time will permit us, and we have mentioned that the Holy Spirit is the custodian of God's plan, that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of the fear of God, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of revelation. And the fourth one for this service is that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of obedience. Say with me, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of obedience. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. So it takes the spirit of God to be able to do. And you know, obedience is the master key to a life of triumph. That's the master key. There are so many other keys to a life of triumph, but obedience, that's the master key. It's the key that unlocks all the doors of triumph. Remember what he said, what Moses said to the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 3. He said, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do. So obedience is the access to all the blessings of God. And Moses started listing all the blessings. If you observe it and you do it, then all these blessings shall come to you and overtake you. And he mentioned it, you'll be the head and not the tail. He kept mentioning it. Your storehouse shall be full. They may come against you one way. They will flee seven ways. You will lend to nations and not borrow. And so many of the blessings. So I felt obedience is the master key to a world of triumph. And it takes the spirit of God to experience the spirit of obedience. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, someone under the sound of my voice is being filled afresh with the spirit of obedience. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, he said, the blessing of the Lord makes rich and add no sorrow to it. But it takes obedience to enter into the realm of sorrow-filled blessings. I decree this morning in the name of Jesus, that spirit is coming upon you afresh. And finally, what are the diversities of operation of the Holy Spirit? Number five, it empowers us to fulfill divine plan. Just like we mentioned in the point number one, that is the custodian of the plan and purposes of God. He's the custodian and he also empowers us. When you are a pastor, you cannot fulfill your ministry without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. When you are a businessman, you cannot be successful in that business without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. When you have a singing ministry, you have any form of ministry, you need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And I pray in the name of Jesus, whatever God has committed to your hand this morning, by the fresh empowerment of the Holy Spirit this morning, you shall be fulfilled in it. In the name of Jesus. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, it says, it is not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit of the Lord. And I decree in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, someone will be filled with the spirit of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at Gideon. He thought he was powerless, but by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, he became a great army. In Judges chapter 6, verse 14, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might. And thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? That is, have I not empowered thee? Go in this their might. I decree in the name of Jesus, everyone having any form of weakness in your spirit, in your body, that is affecting your fulfillment in your calling, in your gifting, in your career, in any area of your life, this morning, that weakness comes to an end. In the name of Jesus. Someone is being empowered by the Holy Spirit this morning. If you are that person, jump to your feet, lift up your voice, appreciate the Lord, give him praise and give him glory. Zempro katulagadosh, emprakatozia, zupa empreketo zuso toliagrabosh, akatozia, empreketo zuzu, anthropakatos, enkrendos katudiagabosh, yakayaga, ezuprandos ketoria, lemprekepozia, apoko pozuso palia. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please take your seat. Without the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, you and I cannot live a triumphant life. I'm sure somebody wants to live a triumphant life. I want to live a triumphant life. I want a change of level. I want to be a blessing. I want to enjoy the fullness of the blessings of God on the earth. But it takes the Holy Spirit. Now, if you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you will be baptized this morning. Jesus told them in Luke 24, 49, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from above. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. He said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there came a sound of as of a rushing mighty wind and came upon them. And all of them began to speak in the Holy Ghost. So this morning, for anyone that is not baptized in the Holy Ghost, I'm going to pray for you. And you'll be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And the evidence of being baptized in the Holy Ghost is to speak in another tongues. You are not speaking English, you are not speaking Spanish, you are not speaking any known language, but the Holy Spirit empowers your tongue and you begin to speak like I'm speaking, like this. It will be, you'll be speaking in the Holy Ghost. That's a proof that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. So you are not praying in the Holy Ghost this morning, you'll be empowered to do so. Even if you are empowered in the Holy Spirit before, you will be refilled. Because in the school of power, there is always a change of level. So get set to be refilled this morning. But before then, if you are not born again, the Holy Spirit cannot come upon you. Remember, holy is Holy Spirit. So it cannot come in a filthy body. It cannot come in a sinful body. But Jesus has made provision to take away your sins. So therefore, give me opportunity this morning to lead you to the Savior. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Everyone under the sound of my voice, in-house and online this morning, you are not born again. And you want to receive the Holy Spirit so as to live a triumphant life. Or perhaps you were born again before, but something happened, you lost your salvation. Or you are still born again, but the life you are living is not so pleasing to God. You are playing with sin, you are toiling with sin, you are one leg in, one leg out, you serve God today, you backslid tomorrow. You can return to God, you can rededicate your life to God. If you fall into any of these categories, I would like to pray with you. Just say this prayer after me. Every head bowed. Put your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know I have sinned. I'm falling short of your glory. Forgive me all of my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Father, I repent of my sins this morning and I rededicate my life to you. I surrender my life to you. Thank you for saving me. Now I am born again. Now my life is rededicated back to you. Thank you, Jesus. I will serve you. I will follow you all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to pray for everyone who said the prayer this morning. Remember, you said whoever comes to you, you will not cast out. Jesus, wash away their sins. Lord, purify them. Come into their life anew and be their Savior and their Lord. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Now, listen to me. Jesus is the one that feels the one with the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to express your determination that you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Right. God will baptize you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for the Lord was with him. In the name of Jesus. Now, lift up your right hand, those in the front. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree right now, receive the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit now. In the name of Jesus, be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, enter into this vessel now. Holy Ghost, enter into this vessel right now. In the name of Jesus, now be filled in the name of Jesus. Now receive the Holy Ghost. Now be filled with the Holy Ghost. Everyone in the sanctuary that is filled already, be refilled, be refilled, be refilled. In the name of Jesus. Now open your mouth and begin to pray. You are filled. Open your mouth. Don't pray in any known language. As you open your mouth, the Holy Ghost will fill you. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Repo zuzi katoria. Empra katos. Elipro kakuzuta lagadosh. Ripapo zuzia. Empeketosia. Repapopo zuzia. Empra kato zuzotoria. Repekepos. Epreketosia. Eprando zuzia. Emprekeposia. Repokotosia. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. You are filled. Begin to pray. Just open your mouth and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, the power of God comes upon you afresh. In the name of Jesus. Rempakatosia. Elimproketosusotoria. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. I decree the Spirit of God is upon you right now. As you go from here, God will perfect your speaking in tongues in the name of Jesus. And the Holy Ghost will continue to manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. It will be the custodian of the plan and purpose of God in your life. It will grant you the sphere of God. It will grant you the spirit of obedience. It will grant you the spirit of revelation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.